all the seasons of the year, I think the church looks the most beautiful at Christmas, from the nativity scenes to the poinsettias to the candles and the trees. And, you know, with our renovation, I think our church is looking more beautiful than ever. And when we combine that with the beauty of the music that we hear at Christmas, you know, it just lifts up my heart when I enter into church. And I'm sure it does the same for many of you. And that's one of the reasons why the church builds beautiful churches and why the church has such beautiful music in her treasury. It's in order to lift up our hearts to something greater, to the transcendent. And I think we need our hearts to be uplifted right now. You know, 2020 has been a very challenging year, very stressful year, you know, unlike any year that we've lived through. You know, virus has pretty much upended our lives. Churches were shut down. You know, people were locked in their homes for weeks. Businesses and jobs have been lost. Schools have been closed. You know, so many of our elderly have been isolated and haven't been permitted to have visitors for the better part of a year. And many of our families are separated on holidays. And countless millions of people are now just struggling to find food to eat because of the economic shutdown. And we've all had our own unique trials during this year. I don't think anyone's been untouched by this. You know, but at the same time, we're all living through this together as well. You know, this is something that's affected all of us. And I think we need something as we come to the end of 2020 to uplift us and to give us hope. And that's what this feast day does. You know, the beauty of the church, the beauty of the music is meant to uplift us and to inspire a hope, because it elevates our hearts and our minds to something greater, to the Christmas mysteries, which we celebrate this morning. 2,000 years ago, in the night sky around Bethlehem, an angel appeared from heaven and announced to us an important message, a message of good news and of great joy. For to us was born that day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And a tiny infant entered into the world, a world surrounded by darkness and suffering, in order to save us from sin and death. You know, this child was born in poverty. You know, he was born in a cave and laid in a manger. But he was surrounded by something worth far more than any riches this world can provide. He was surrounded by a loving family, by the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother, and by Saint Joseph, his foster father. And part of the mission of Jesus Christ, why he came into this world, was to establish a new family. He came for each one of us, to find us, and to bring us into his own family, to reconcile us to his heavenly Father through the forgiveness of sins, and to reconcile to us to each other, so that we would form a new family, which is called the church, that Jesus Christ would draw together and ultimately draw into the very life of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He offers us a divine love to dwell within us, the very love that's flowing through the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a love that's more powerful than death. He desires to offer that to us, which is a love that will ultimately carry us to the very gates of paradise. You know, this love that Christ offers us is a love that's able to heal the broken. You know, so many people are lonely. So many people have been isolated throughout this year. And I think it's more poignant than ever, the power of the love that Jesus Christ offers us. You know, people who have been neglected and turned away from in this world, you know, are offered a love that satisfies the deepest longings of their heart. A love that people too often, unfortunately, don't experience in this world. They can find as they reflect upon the mysteries of Christmas. And it's a love that not only has the power to heal broken souls, but also to reconcile broken families. Because if Christ would, in such humility, go to such great lengths to find us and to draw us into his own family, how can we not show that same mercy to other people, to our own family members, and to reach out to them in charity, to heal the divisions that are so often present in our relationships? You know, we give Jesus Christ the title the Prince of Peace for a reason. It's because he brings, and only in him can we find the peace that reconciles us to our Heavenly Father, and the peace that reconciles us to each other, and has the power to heal the divisions that so often exist within our families and within our communities. The very first nativity scene was put together by St. Francis of Assisi, and it was for Christmas Mass. And he got his bishop's permission to do this. And in a cave near the church, he set up a nativity set. And he brought in real animals. They actually had real animals for the first nativity set. And St. Francis was a deacon. And so he chanted the gospel. And then he preached the sermon that day. And he was so overcome with love for the Christ child that he couldn't even say his name as he was preaching. And so we called him the Babe of Bethlehem because he would get so choked up that he couldn't even say the very name of Christ. And as he was preaching, there was an apparition. The people who were witnessing him preach saw the Christ child appear. You can imagine how astonished and how overwhelmed the eyewitnesses were as they saw the sleeping Christ child appear in the manger of that nativity scene. And we can imagine that the people who were witnessing this were probably never the same. That was probably a life-changing moment for them to be able to witness the very Christ child in front of them. But this is a miracle that not only was meant for them, but is also meant for us as well, because it shows us that God does not abandon his people. He never abandons his people. He is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. You know, no matter how great the darkness is, no matter what trials or what suffering we face in this life, Jesus Christ is always with us, and he has never abandoned us. And that's the hope and the joy that we celebrate this Christmas season. You know, Jesus Christ is the light that shines in the darkness, and no darkness, no matter how great it is, can overcome the light. Our world needs Jesus Christ. You know, there is a disease that's spreading through the human race that's greater than COVID. The greatest disease that's spreading through the human race is a rejection of faith in Jesus Christ. Because only in Jesus Christ do we find hope. And only in him do we find the deepest and most powerful love that we were created for. And as people turn away from Christ, they lose that hope. And so many people are broken because they have never in their lives experienced authentic love. Imagine if these people who are so broken were able to see that apparition of the Christ child in the nativity set that St. Francis set up. Imagine how powerful that would be in terms of breaking through the wounds and the darkness in their lives and giving them hope and peace as they experience the overwhelming love that Jesus Christ desires to show us at Christmas. You know, that would be something that would truly transform our world. We're fortunate as Catholics that we know that Christmas isn't just a story. It's a real historical event. But it's not just a historical event that's relegated to the past. It's an event that plays out again and again throughout history. Because anytime a priest celebrates Mass on the altar, Jesus Christ is made present to us in the Eucharist. As real as he was 2,000 years ago as a child in Bethlehem, he's offered to us in the Eucharist. And he's silently present in the Eucharist, as silently as a sleeping child in the manger. And it's only through the eyes of faith that we're able to recognize and to see what's truly happening upon that altar. Christ comes into the world so quietly. But his grace and the power of the love that he brings into the world reverberates to the ends of the earth. And so today we allow the joy and the hope of Christmas to fill our hearts, knowing that no matter what darkness we face, that it does not put out the light, that the light of Jesus Christ triumphs over all of that. And this, today we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph. And we give thanks to Jesus Christ as we worship him, as we adore him, and as we glorify our God, who reveals himself at Christmas, not in riches and in power, but in poverty, bringing us love and mercy. And this morning, we worship the the Christ child who reveals to us the very heart of God.